before you know it, the weather is going to turn nice and we're going to be congregating. We are going to have sporting events, and one of the great events coming to St. Louis will be the Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. At the forefront of that and running this event is Nick Ragone from Emerson. Nick, always great to catch up. How are things going?
It's going great. With Ascension, Executive Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer for Ascension. It's wonderful. You know, the weather's turned a little cold, but as you said, spring is around the corner. The Masters kind of unofficially kicks off the golf season, and there's already excitement for September 6th through 12th next year to have our Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson.
So I want to get into the golf in a little bit, but I do want to ask you, being in the health community and what's happening in our country, how are people holding up with Ascension and what's happening in your hospitals and the things that are happening nationwide?
Well, I appreciate that question. You know, we've been going through the country, the globe has been going through this pandemic now since late February, early March, and we have extraordinary caregivers. I know you know that, and they're selfless. They've been, you know, on the front lines of taking care of people now for almost a year, and they're just extraordinary. I mean, I have so much regard and respect, and for our caregivers and caregivers everywhere, and you know, hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll begin the process of vaccinating them and vaccinating the public. And I think there's light at the end of the tunnel. But I don't think any of us should take for granted for a moment the selfless work that caregivers do. And even beyond the pandemic, I hope we don't forget that. I hope we, you know, whether it's nurses, physicians, techs, people that support them, they truly are heroic. And so I know I'm moved and inspired by them every day.
Yeah. What's it like? What are some of the stories that you hear on a daily basis from those people? Because you're in this, you're intimately involved with these caregivers and with the hospitals and hearing the stories nationwide and really globally. What are some of the things that you hear about this? It's so tough, I'm sure, for you to hear these things. But what are some of the stories that you hear?
Well, I'm very lucky in that my job as Chief Marketing Officer is to share our stories of our caregivers. And so it's a very, you know, it's a great responsibility and a privileged perch to have. And so I get to help tell their stories. I mean, they tell their own stories. But I think what stands out to me over the last 7 or 8 months is just the selflessness. And we've had so many caregivers who go in and they put themselves at risk every day. And they might even have loved ones at home that are, you know, they have responsibilities at home, yet they go in and they take care of others. And many times, especially early on during the pandemic, you know, that caregiver was the only person that could contact that patient. And many times, you know, even the family couldn't. And we had so many instances and pictures of caregivers, you know, fully masked up, you know, holding hands of patients while their loved ones couldn't. And those images just stick with you, right? They never leave you. And it's just a matter of capturing, you know, not just the moment there, but remembering that as we go beyond the pandemic, that these caregivers have really, you know, they're those at Ascension. We say it's not a job, it's a calling. They're called to serve our ministry, and it's never been more apparent.
Do you feel, you mentioned light at the end of the tunnel. Do you feel like there's excitement right now that there's like this second wind? You finally, you know, for lack of a better term, you got that second wind, and all of a sudden this is the push towards the end for some of these folks, that they can see it, they can get there, they can push through this to get through this this awful time.
I think the mood of the country is, you know, the vaccine news has been good for everybody. I think Moderna and Pfizer both are bringing under emergency use authorization vaccines to the market pretty quickly. And I think we're all of us, I'm speaking on behalf of everybody in the country, we're all cautiously optimistic that, you know, these vaccines, people will take them. It's important that they're effective and safe. They've gone through the FDA process, and that we begin the process of immunizing our caregivers first. Our frontline caregivers, there's 20 million of them across the country. And then those that are at high risk, elderly, those with comorbidities, and other, you know, other afflictions, and that eventually, you know, it makes its way to the general population. And there's more news every day coming out on this, and I would encourage everybody to educate themselves on the importance of getting vaccinated, and certainly the safety and efficacy of them. And hopefully this will turn the tide.
Nick Ragone, and he's my guest, and I want to talk golf too. Ascension Charity Classic, unfortunately canceled last year at Norwood Hills, but you still were able to do a great thing in our community. And let's go back to last year before we look ahead to this upcoming year. You still are able to donate a whole hell of a lot of money to a lot of people that needed it. Nick, what were you able to do for people that don't know in North St. Louis County?
Well, you're right. We were supposed to have the tournament late September, early October. We canceled it. We just felt like it wasn't the right time, especially Ascension being a hospital company. And the PGA Tour and everybody, the community, we were close and they all understood. But because we were able to bring on Emerson, which is an extraordinary company, as our presenting sponsor, and Worldwide as a founding partner, and many other partners in the area stepped up during the year, knowing that there's a chance we might not play the tournament, because of all that community engagement, we were still able to donate $225,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, Urban League, and Mary Grove. And according to the PGA Tour, it's the first tournament in the history of the PGA Tour to donate that much money without ever playing a single shot in the history of the event. So it's a great distinction. While I wish we had played the tournament and we were able to engage the community, I'm really, really pleased that we were able to live up to our commitments for our primary charities, the three that I mentioned, while not playing a single shot. And again, it's a testament, if people doubted for a second how special St. Louis is, how giving St. Louis is, how great a sports town St. Louis is, and how much the companies in this area really do care about the community, that speaks volumes to it. And I couldn't be more appreciative of Emerson and of Dave Farr's leadership and Kathy Buttonbell and others and Worldwide Technologies and Dave Stewart and Matt Horner and others. They are amazing companies. And because of that, we are in such strong position that we're going to have, if we were able to do that without an event, just imagine how great this is going to be when we actually play with fans and have a pro-am and all that sort of thing.
There's no doubt. How about the corporate sponsors outside of those folks? Who's stepping up? And are you starting to get some of that groundswell of support as you look forward to 2021?
We are. We've had a busy offseason. We hired a new director of community engagement and new development, which is Alonzo Bird, former executive at Enterprise for many years, well known in the community, deep relationships. And so we brought him on board in October to take what has been a good event so far into a great event. And Alonzo comes from Enterprise. And obviously, there's great partners in the community that we're looking forward to re-engaging, the Centenes of the world and Edward Jones's and Stiefel and Enterprise and Express Scripts and Amarin and others. And they're all wonderful companies that engage on many levels all the time. Obviously to go along with Emerson and Worldwide, who are two, cornerstones of this event. So we think that we have the foundation for what's going to be really deep engagement. And I remind people, this is not like the PGA at Belrive, which is once every 10 years or 20 years. This is going to be every year in North County at Norwood and giving back to charities. And so we were able to give back $225,000 without an event. And my goal is for this to be the most charitable tournament on the PGA Tour Champions starting in year two. So pretty ambitious goal, but I think we're going to do it.
There's no doubt. I was at the event, I guess it's been now a couple of months, at Norwood. Everybody had a chance to play a little golf, and then we had a Zoom with some of the biggest names in the history of golf. And maybe you can describe what that event was like for our folks that are listening. It was awesome.
Yeah, we wanted to commemorate what would have been the start of the event. So thankfully, thank you for donating your time, emceed it. And we had Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, Hale Irwin, and Billy Andrade doing a Zoom conference call. And I could tell you, for the attendees, it was so much fun to see Jack and Tom in particular reminisce.
It really was.
As you know, they have an amazing history together, going back to the duel in the sun at Turnberry in 77, Pebble Beach, the U.S. Open at 82. And they were genuinely sort of ribbing each other and reminiscing. And they don't do that a lot anymore. Jack is 80 now, and Tom still plays a little bit, and Hale does too. He lives in the area. But they were genuinely, and Hale too, talking about, the U.S. Open in 74 that Hale Irwin won, that Watson was leading going into the final round. And I think we were all, it was just like being, looking inside and seeing the history of those players and them talking about it. For a golf fan, it was really, really special. And, they have all been committed to the tournament. I think Tom will be in the field next year. Hale is one of our brand ambassadors. And Jack Nicklaus will be, we're doing a Legends shootout on the Saturday of the event, and Jack is committed to that. And so it might be one of the last times he visits St. Louis. And so the PGA Tour and the players and the Champion Tour players couldn't be more supportive. They know how important St. Louis is as a market. They know how great of a sports town. After the 2018 PGA Bellerive, which Tiger said was the best experience he's ever had at a tournament, I think they are all invested in making sure that this is a home run.
Can you get Mickelson here? I want to see Phil Mickelson. I want to see him saying, I'm hitting bombs in St. Louis. So what do you have on that, Nick?
We are working hard on Phil. It's great news. He's played two events and he's won both, and he won his first event in Missouri, which is a good omen.
Yeah.
So we're working hard on Phil, on Ernie, and Jim Furyk. I personally think all three will be in the field. I think we're going to have a stacked field: Bernard Langer, Freddie Couples, Tom Lehman, and all the big stars: Mike Weir, Patrick Harrington. Justin Leonard turns 50 soon, so does David Duvall. But wow, we are, and if all you golf fans, that your listeners that are golf fans, Phil is very active on social media, so feel free to tweet him to remind him to be in September next, September 6th through 12th. And Steve Stricker, we will have one of the strongest fields of the year, no doubt about it.
And John Daly, that's another guy,
John
too.
John Daly, Missouri's own John Daly. I'm sure he'll be there. In fact, he's already told us he's so excited, and he's keep him in your thoughts. He's battling cancer right now, bladder cancer, I believe. And so we're all thinking about John. But it'll be a really good field. And just remember, in 5 years, a guy named Tiger turns 50.
Now, have you already worked on Tiger? That's good. That might be a tough one.
Tiger, I think he's trying to figure out what his body will let him do. But I get the sense that, Phil had said for a long time he wasn't going to play a Champions Tour. And then he won his first two events. And now he's a big brand ambassador for the tour. And I think these guys, they love winning. And so in 5 years, if Tiger, isn't really as competitive on the big tour, he would be dominant on the PGA Tour Champions. And, you're around athletes all the time. They're competitive. They love to win. And so I think Phil being so into it has turned a lot of heads, because he had said for a long time he was just going to play the big tour. And now he's not as competitive anymore on the big tour, but he's dominating on the Champions Tour. And I think he likes that.
I do too. And you mentioned that Nicklaus would play on Saturday. So potentially. And some of these huge names that we know in golf, it's an intimate setting in golf. Would fans be able to get fairly up close if they get a ticket with this event? I think that's something that people really want to know about, because at Bellerive, you could be 10 or 15 deep. With this event, that probably would not necessarily be the case.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be able to walk, not inside the ropes, but, Bellerive, it was 50,000 people a day. We'll have 10 to 15,000, which is probably just small of a regular tour event. But you'll be able to play in the pro-ams, which Bellerive didn't have. So you'll be able to play alongside some of the great players of the game. And then watching on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be an amazing viewing experience. We'll have all the space for hospitality and tents and entertaining colleagues and all that. But at the same time, you'll be able to see amazing golf up close. And for anybody that hasn't played in a pro-am, they're really, really a lot of fun. They're special. I couldn't encourage people more to think about playing and get up. If you're a big company, if you're a law firm or accounting firm and you want to entertain clients, if you're just a big company in the area or a growing small business and you want to spend some time with your colleagues, this is the perfect setting to do it.
So the best way to get a ticket or find out about that, where do you go, Nick?
You could go to our website, ascensioncharityclassic.com. You can learn about tickets. We've already, we started selling tickets in mid-October. The first day we went on sale, we sold 3,000 tickets for an event that's a year away.
Awesome.
That tells you how much pent up the demand there is for live sports. I think it says everything you need to know. I mean, again, to put it in context, most PGA Tour events get 15,000 fans a day. We think we'll do that. So we think we'll be equivalent to a PGA Tour event. The experience at Bellerive was the most attended tournament in the history of the PGA Championship. And so it just tells you how enthusiastic fans are.
Yeah, and by that time, God willing, we are all congregating and with no issues. And if you want to come on out and enjoy some golf outside too, we should say, and we're at a great place at Norwood Hills, it should be a great event and a lot of fun. And you guys are doing unbelievable work here in St. Louis. And thanks for everything you're doing, Nick. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate your support of the tournament and look forward to getting out there.